Stuck, this is Rick Terry on Carolyn Brown. Carolyn. Carolyn Brown, Brown. Date of birth is 11/24/37. Date of visit is Date of visit 2/23/26. Please make a copy for. The date of visit 2/23/26. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend. TOWNSEND, Michael Townsend, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Let's see. Chief complaint is persistent cough, wheezing, and the recurrent bronchitis. Next, just present illness. This is a 87-year-old female who has had a history of cough, wheezing, and a recent history of pneumonia. Been on antibiotics and also on inhaled bronchodilators and was recently sent for a chest CT in June of 25, which showed evidence of basilar atelectasis, mild apical scarring, and multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules with a right middle lobe nodule being 0.6 centimeter and was previously 0.9 centimeter. The patient has lost weight. She does cough up whitish mucus but denied fevers, chills, and night sweats. She also had a pulmonary function study performed on 7/8/25, which showed a moderate obstructive disease with minimal response to bronchodilator use. And evidence of mild restriction. Next paragraph, the past history. The patient's past history includes history of hysterectomy and history for cataract surgery with implants. She has had hypertension for more than 20 years. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. Patient smoked half a pack per day for about 5 years. Does not drink any alcohol. Is presently retired. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of congestive heart failure. And father died of coronary artery disease and MI. Next paragraph. Med list included amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, Teflon pulse 200 milligrams PRN, aspirin 1 daily, and Flonase nasal spray daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient complains of fatigue and some weight loss. She has no glaucoma, cataracts. She has dizzy attacks and hoarseness. And she has shortness of breath and cough with some wheezing. With eczema. So, has heartburn. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or arm pain. No calf muscle pain. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and she has muscle stiffness and denies seizures, headaches, and memory loss. And no skin rash. I'm sorry, she does have some skin rash. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female has alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 1. One 30 over 70, pulse 72 respirations, 16 times 97, 1 weight is 110, saturation 96. HE and Vietnam phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no erosion of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional visas are scattered bilaterally. Prolonged expirations. Or the absence of regular sonar S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel, some active. Extremities, mild varicosities with decreased peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness, reflex the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis is reactive airway disease. Number 2 is multiple lung nodules. Number 3 is history of hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised. Oh, can you also add number 4 is allergic rhinitis. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest to follow up on the lung nodules and get a complete pulmonary function study. She will get a CBC, total eosinophil count, and IgE level, and prescribed a Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. We have to come back for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Michael Townsend. WNSCND, Michael. Okay.